This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
When Dave Batters left politics last September 2008, he disclosed he was battling anxiety and depression. He'd been the Conservative Member of Parliament for Palliser, a riding that takes in the southwest corner of Regina and all of the city of Moose Jaw in Saskatchewan. Dave Batters had been ill for a number of months and had also developed and overcome a dependency on prescription benzodiazepine. He entered treatment and his family and friends hoped he would overcome his illness. And tragically, that was not to be.
On Monday, June 29th, Dave Batters took his own life, dying at his home in Regina. At a memorial service that took place July the 4th in Regina, Prime Minister Stephen Harper said, quote, "In the end, Dave lost the fight against his illness. While we cannot understand why a loved one would act with such sudden finality, we need to know that Dave is not alone." The Prime Minister added that, quote, "Each year, nearly 4,000 Canadians make this same choice, and that mostly the experts tell us it is a decision to end their burden of depression."
Pamela Cowan is a reporter for the Leader Post newspaper. She joins us on the phone from Regina today. Welcome, Pam.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How have people in Regina and in the province of Saskatchewan reacted and responded to this tragedy?
There was just literally waves of shock that went through the community. Dave Batters was, he certainly worked very hard to make a difference in his constituency. And I think along with the shock was, I think, the realization that he was certainly a high-profile person that was putting a very personal face on suicide.
Mm-hmm. You just completed an intensive mental health series for the Regina Leader Post called Out of the Shadows.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, I'm one of the paper's health reporters, and over the past couple of years, any time that I wrote stories that focused on mental health issues, the number of calls and emails we got was quite overwhelming, primarily from people looking for help. They didn't know where to go. either for themselves or for a loved one. So I thought, if there's that much interest in a topic, it's something that we should be exploring. And fortunately, I applied for a grant from the Canadian Institutes of Health Research and was fortunate enough to be one of the recipients. And a good portion of that money was spent so that myself, a photographer and videographer, could travel to northern Saskatchewan, where suicide is three times what it is in southern Saskatchewan. What we've heard from a number of people in the province is that while there's certainly lacking mental health services in urban centers, there's fewer in rural centers and fewer yet in the northern parts of the province. And this isn't, this is consistent, from my understanding, across Canada.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. Regina Leader Post reporter Pamela Cowan has written a mental health series called From Shadow to Light about the state of mental health in Saskatchewan. She's on the phone with us today. And Pamela, you've started speaking in the direction of the lack of services in rural areas. You wrote an article titled Communities Struggle to Break the Cycle of Suicide, which included an interview with Father John Zunti in La Loche, Saskatchewan. Tell us about Father John.
Father John's a man who's in his 70s. He's got enormous drive to make a difference. He's a very interesting individual in that he didn't come to the priesthood until he was in his 50s. He was actually ranching. But having made the decision to go into the priesthood, he had a real desire to help First Nations people. And so he's, pastored in a number of northern communities. When we met with him, he started describing the incidents of suicide in the communities he served, and he just broke down in tears, and he said, you know, he just didn't know what to do, where to go. What he did know for sure was that more mental health therapists were needed in the north. His thoughts were that maybe if there was an increased police presence, that might help, because in La Loche, one of the communities that we visited, It's a small community of, I think it's 1,600 people, but in that small community, there are four gangs, and so there's a lot of drug problems, addiction problems, and quite often those can go hand in hand with mental health issues. So he was feeling a great sense of despair, and really, I think his message was, please, you know, he wanted to alert the policymakers of not only the province, but I think across Canada, that much more needs to be done to ensure that there are mental health professionals available for those people who do have the courage to seek help. And you know, that is one of the overlying themes of the whole series, was the sense of stigma that is attached to mental illness. People quite often are very reluctant to identify that they have a problem with mental health, a mental health problem, because they can be labeled either as dangerous or scary. And, you know, I think that if there was one overriding theme to all the stories, it was that we have to get past that stigma. We have to speak out. And in fact, when Mr. Batters first released a public statement, and that was following his first suicide attempt on July 1st, 2008, he said that he made the statement, he disclosed his mental health information with the hope that others who suffer from mental health conditions would seek assistance. So that's the first step, looking for help. But the second step, or maybe they go hand in hand, is having that mental health assistance available.
Yeah, that's something we've been talking about somewhat relentlessly on our show, are those gaps and all the different people that have to contend with the situations. Lois Sparling, a community health coordinator at the Clearwater Dene Nation, told you that the increasing number of suicides there was a particular nightmare for health care workers. What gaps in mental health services did your mental health series reveal? You mentioned a lack of health workers in the north. Any other issues?
It's not just in the north, though. I mean, that's where the problem is the very worst. But, for example, in Regina, which is the capital of Saskatchewan, there are 8.5 psychiatrists available for adults, whereas in Saskatoon it's double that. Saskatoon only has the increased number of psychiatrists because there are the teaching facilities available up at the University of Saskatchewan. But mental health professionals are needed in terms of counselors, in terms of registered psych nurses, in terms of psychiatrists. Those folks aren't there. But it's not just healthcare professionals that are lacking. It's also community resources, housing. Housing's a huge mm-hmm. problem. I mean, we literally I could have written another dozen stories. The areas, there's so many gaps. Housing would be one, though. Housing where people can be, particularly those who should be on medications, can stay, and their medications can be overseen by a mental health professional. Quite often what happens is that people, for whatever reason, go off their medications, and that's really where the big problems kick in. Interestingly enough, although people with mental health problems are viewed as being dangerous, quite often the ones who are most at danger are themselves. They're more likely to hurt themselves than they are others.
This is People First Radio. We've been talking with Regina Leader Post reporter Pamela Cowan about the recent suicide in Regina of former Member of Parliament Dave Batters, and about the mental health series that Pamela recently wrote. And Pam, I'm wondering if you'd be willing to talk about what the experience of writing the series was like for you from a personal perspective.
You bet. You know, I guess the other reason that I was so intent on doing this series is I think most of us have had a personal experience with mental illness, not myself personally, but my youngest daughter. She's mentally and physically challenged and was sexually assaulted, and as a result of that suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. So I saw firsthand, as a health reporter, you know, we're trained to sort of search out resources. When I couldn't find enough resources for my daughter, that too was a very compelling reason for doing this story. I guess through the course of more than 100 interviews, I was struck by a couple of things. One, the immense courage that people showed in speaking to me. There was one exception. People let me use their first and last name, and so, you know, I really applaud them for that. Nobody wants to be thought less of, and yet, if you have a mental health problem, that's often the case. I guess the second thing that really struck me was the lack of resources, even though personally I'd found that to be the case. Way more needs to be done. But having said that, the people who are providing services are passionate about what they're doing. I think of Dave Nelson, the executive director of the Saskatchewan Division of the Canadian Mental Health Association. He's worked tirelessly. The folks at the Schizophrenia Society, same thing. Often they don't get the recognition that they deserve. So that was, I guess it's up to all of us now to speak out and say, look, if you or a family member has a mental health problem, seek help. Maybe you need to start with your family doctor first. And secondly, if the services that you require aren't there, then you need to speak to the policymakers, either, you know, your MLA or your MP. And I think that what I did here when I was doing this story concerning Mr. Batters was that maybe his death in some small way will bring to the forefront the need for more mental health services.
Thank you very much, Pamela. We've run out of time today, but we really appreciated you taking the time to share your experiences and to speak with us about what you've learned there during the course of writing those articles.
Oh, you bet. I appreciate the time speaking with you. The island has a special place in my heart. My brother and sister-in-law and nephew live in Comox, so it's kind of nice to touch base
nice.
With your listeners.
So a little shout out to them in Comox, and thanks again, and I look forward to speaking with you again, Pamela.
Okay, real good. Thanks,
right.
Kevin.
Take care.
Bye now.
Pamela Cowan is a reporter for the Regina Leader Post newspaper, and she recently wrote a series of articles called From Shadow to Light on the state of mental health in the province of Saskatchewan. She joined us today from Regina.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.